This is Zach Hack for Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Hello there, Scott. Good to be with you again. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you there, Zach.
Now, most of us have a smartphone. Most of us are connected. They're always in our hand. We're always looking at it. I was coming here today. I saw a woman. She was actually walking down the street outside our studios, looking down at her phone. Now, we download all kinds of apps. We've got apps to tell us where the dog is. We have apps to tell us about our heartbeat. How safe are the apps that we're downloading? How safe are they?
Well, I would say in general rule of thumb, the majority of apps that we download are safe. But there are some apps that do contain malware. And that's the gotcha. I was thinking back not too long ago, we probably heard about a story with the flashlight app. Everybody was downloading custom flashlight apps that do all kinds of cool stuff. Unfortunately, in that app was malware. And so when they download hundreds of thousands of copies, all these different people, now there's hundreds of thousands of people that have malware on their phone. And that's the scary part. We don't always know what's inside of those apps.
But who puts the malware in the app? How does it get in there?
Well, cyber criminals. They're sneaky. They know how to do it. And often they'll attach malware, they'll embed it and hide it inside the app code. And unfortunately, they have to put this through to get it onto a store. When it's submitted, it gets vetted and tested by, you know, a security team, but often they miss it and they're not that careful. So you got to be careful when you do download apps, because once you download it, oftentimes that's when it activates the malware and that can wreak havoc on your phone.
So we're all going to download an app at some point in our life. You always hear radio stations talking about, hey, download our app and you can stream us live wherever you are. How do we know it's safe? And what are the best practices that we can use when downloading apps to the phones?
Yeah, well, nothing's 100% sure. We know that. However, again, using best practices, we tend to buy from stores that we trust, names and brands. So only download from trusted source the apps that you're going to use. If you're in the world of Apple, it's a little bit easier because Apple has a monopoly on it. You have to use the Apple Store to actually download an app, and they will personally vet the app and make sure that it's safe, and it'll go through their department 100% to make sure there's no malware on it. Again, not 100% safe, but it's rare that you find an Apple app that's got malware on it. Android, a little bit different there, because you can have, with the Android operating system, there's many stores that will sell and give you free apps, oftentimes to lure you in to get malware onto your phone. And that's the whole intent of it. So you got to really use caution there. Go to the trusted sources, the stores that you've heard of, and be careful not to download too many apps on your phone.
Because you can overload it.
Yep, you sure can. The average phone user now has over 50 apps on their smartphone. Unbelievable how many apps that we all have.
I've noticed that some stores also give you a special incentive. If you download their app, they'll give you a 20% or 30% off on there. What about those apps?
Yeah, that's where I say be really careful. If there's an incentive, sometimes that incentive is to fool you. So again, it distracts you. Cyber criminals do that often. Again, if it's a known store, you have commerce and you've dealt with them before, you're a lot safer. But it's a new store you've never dealt with, and there's some thing that's pulling you in, a coupon, an ad, an incentive, use extra caution and do your research.
Scott, thank you for such great information. It's always great to speak with you.
Yeah, wonderful to be here with you, Zach. Thanks again.
Zach Hack here for Cybercrime Radio. You just listened to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.